اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان. ودعوتك ربي بقرآني.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجه.
السلام عليكم and welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. So, I really welcome you all, Brother Hassan, Hussein, Ali Nasir, and Fawad Haider to our today's program. How are you? Fine? Fawad?
Fine, yes, sir.
Alhamdulillah. Hassan, how fine, about
sir.
You?
How are
Alhamdulillah.
You?
Thank you. How about Ali Nasir?
Alhamdulillah, sir.
Alhamdulillah. And Hussein?
Fine, sir. How are you?
Fine? All right. Okay, inshallah, in this session, we will talk about ayah 129 and 130 of Surah Ali Imran on page
66.
So, everybody, let's listen once.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. ولله ما في السماوات وما في الأرض يغفر لمن يشاء ويعذب من يشاء والله غفور رحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تأكلوا الربا أضعافا مضاعفة واتقوا الله لعلكم تفلحون.
Nice recitation, mashallah, mashallah. Don't worry, we'll be reciting the same inshallah, even maybe better. Okay, we'll try our best inshallah to recite that way. So, guys, let's have a quick and short explanation. Allah Almighty, in these two verses, say, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ولله ما في السماوات وما في الأرض يغفر لمن يشاء ويعذب من يشاء وَاللَّهُ غَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. In the next ayah, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تَأْكُلُوا الرِّبَا أَطْعَافًا مُضَاعَفَةً وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. So, Allah Almighty in ayah 129 says, to Allah belongs whatever is in the heavens and whatever is in the earth. يَغْفِرُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ. He forgives whomever he wishes. وَيُعَذِّبُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. And punishes whomever he wishes. وَاللَّهُ غَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. And Allah is all forgiving, all merciful. In the next ayah, Allah says, O you who have faith, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. لا تأكلوا الربا أضعافا مضاعفة. Do not exact usury, twofold and severfold. واتقوا الله, and be wary of Allah, be pious, so that you may be felicitous. Alright, تفلحون. So, guys, whatever you see around you, whatever you see around you, belong to Allah Almighty. Tawheed in Malikiyya, one of the instances of Tawheed it was, yes? Tawheed in Malikiyya, in ownership. So anybody who believes in Tawheed, in oneness of Allah Almighty, he must also believe Allah Almighty owns anything in the creation. You yourself belong to Allah Almighty. So if this is the case, if Allah Almighty wants you to sacrifice yourself in the way of Allah Almighty, you should not say no. Because you're not yours. You're Allah Almighty's, right? He is the owner, not you. Got it? So he has the ownership. And it's not you who owns yourself, right? It's Allah Almighty who owns you. That's it. If somebody knows Tawheed this way, for sure there will be no excuses for him to like have a stress, have like depression, like, oh, I don't have to go. Allah Almighty wants me to go to fight in the way of Allah Almighty, but I don't want. Oh, this kind of stress, come on, you are for Allah Almighty. Go sacrifice yourself. He has given you this life, he'll give you back in the heaven, inshallah, okay? He'll send you to the heaven. So guys, if somebody believes that way, if somebody believes in Tawheed, he has to believe in the ownership of Allah Almighty as well. All right? يَغْفِرُ لِمَن يَشَاءَ. Allah Almighty forgives whomever he wishes. It's Allah Almighty. He is forgiving. He is merciful. At the end of the ayah, it says, وَاللَّهُ غَفُورُ رَحِيمٌ. So whoever Allah Almighty, whomever Allah Almighty wants, will forgive. Whomever Allah Almighty wants, will punish. But there are also certain beliefs, okay, that Allah Almighty, for example, forgive someone for those cases, in these cases, okay? And some cases are there that Allah Almighty will not forgive. For example, shirk, that we said, إِنَّ الشِّرْكَ لَظُلْمٌ عَظِيمٌ. Okay? إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَغْفِرُ أَن يُشْرَكَ بِهِ وَيَغْفِرُ مَا دُونَ ذَلِكَ. For example, Allah Almighty will forgive anything else, okay? Except the shirk. Allah Almighty will not forgive the shirk, okay? So guys, it's this way. Got it?
Yes.
It's Allah Almighty. But we, yeah, of course, have to ask Allah Almighty to forgive us, yeah, to bless us. This is what we are taught, okay? Allah Almighty asks us to do so. In the next ayah, Allah Almighty talks about an important topic, which is a vast topic, okay? That we'll just pinpoint, we'll explain it shortly, but really you need to refer to the tafsir books, to the ahadiths, okay? To learn more about this. It talks about riba. Riba is termed as usury. So refer to the tafsir books, inshallah, you'll learn about riba. Alright?
How to learn Quran easy? What is the correct way to read the Quran? What is the correct way to learn Arabic and understand the Quran? Be with Let's Recite the Quran.
We don't have much time, that's why, inshallah. Also, it has a vast topic, needs explanation. So refer, inshallah, to the tafsir books. Allah Almighty says, "La ta'akulu riba." So totally, it means Allah Almighty says, do not exact usury. Usury is haram in Islam, all right? So guys, let's move on to the tajweed rules. Important ones, inshallah, we'll mention. Then we'll practice the recitation of Fawad. Ready? Yeah? So the first point, Fawad will say, وَلِلَّهِ لِلَّهِ. So how to read the word Allah? Can you explain it, Fawad?
Sir, if there's a kasra sound before the word Allah.
A kasra sound so or a kasra haraka, that's
yeah,
correct.
Yeah, kasra haraka. So the lam in the word Allah
right.
is pronounced with an ah sound.
With an ah or a?
Ah.
Ah, like لِلَّه, Allah, la sound. All right, next.
Yes. But a dhamma or a fatah comes before the word Allah.
All right.
The Allah.
The word Allah is pronounced.
The lam in the Allah is pronounced heavily.
Heavily with an ah sound.
Oh.
Good job. Like you say, billah, it has an ah sound because kasra is there. Lillah, kasra. But Allahumma or wallahu, huwallahu, huwallahu ahad.
What if the haraka before? There's no haraka before the word. If it's sakin.
If it is sakin, So put a Hamzatul Wasl there. Allah. Hamzatul Wasl. The word Alif, the word Lam in the beginning. Allah. It is actually Al Ilah. Yes? Ilah. So Al, you have Lam is Sakin. So Hamzatul Wasl is there. That's why we use Hamzatul Wasl. We talked about it, right? Put a Fatha on the top of Hamzatul Wasl and read. So when you put a Fatha on the top of Hamzatul Wasl, all right? So it becomes like you read it with a Fatha. So in this case, heavily. If there is another word that ends with a Sakin, two Sakin letters, you have put a Kasra. We studied it. When the meeting of two Sakin letters, Iltaqa'u Sakinatain. We studied it, yes? We learned it. So when you have, there are different cases out there, okay? Normal case is that when you have like two Sakin letters meeting together, put a Kasra, yeah, in the first one and read the word. So, for example, especially when you have Tanween, Yawma Idin Nilhaq, Yawma Idin Alhaq, Yawma Idin ends with Nun Sakin, Alhaq, it starts with Lam Sakin. Hamzatul Wasl is also Sakin. Yawma Idin Nilhaq, you put a Kasra there. That's it. Next, Walillahi ma fi samawati wa ma fil ard. Ard ra has a heavy sound, dad has a heavy sound. Jim tells you it's jais to stop here or continue. Yaghfiru liman yasha. Liman yasha, brothers. Whenever you see nun sakin or tanween, the same as nun sakin, plus ya, waw, ra, mim, lam, nun, merge the sound. Insert this nun sakin into that letter. Liman yasha, insert it to ya. Limay yasha. Limaw, limay, liman, limal, limam. That's it. لِمَرْ قُلْ رَبِّ قُلْ رَبِّ قُلْ رَبِّ. That is also an example for this. So, لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ. مَدِلِّين also, we have أي. لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ. The mad is wajib here. Hamza is in the same word. وَيُعَذِّبُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. وَاللَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. Look, تنوين plus ra, join them. وَاللَّهُ غَفُورٌ Rur Rahim. Run Rahim, Rur Rahim. That's it. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu. Ya. The mad is not wajib, right? It's not wajib. It is jais. Ya ayyu. Ya is one word. It stands for one word. Ayyu stands for another word. Ayyuhalladhina amanu. La ta'akulu riba. Riba. Also, the mad is not wajib. Riba. Adu'afam. Adu'a'anu. A'afan. Tanween plus meme, merge them again. Yarmaluna, I told you. Adu'afam mudha'afatan. If you stop, tanween changes to sukun. Sila tells you it's better to continue. Mudha'afatan. So when you continue, tanween plus waw, merge them. Mudha'afatan. Wattaqullaha la'allakum tuflihun. That's it. Ready to recite?
Yes.
Listen and repeat. Brothers and sisters, listen and repeat, please.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.
Walillahi ma fis samawati wa ma fil ard.
ولله ما في السماوات وما في الأرض
يغفر لمن يشاء ويعذب من يشاء
يغفر لمن يشاء ويعذب من يشاء
والله غفور رحيم
والله غفور رحيم
يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تأكلوا الربا أضعافا مضاعفة
يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تأكلوا الربا أضعافا مضاعفة
واتقوا الله لعلكم تفلحون
واتقوا الله لعلكم تفلحون.
صدق الله العلي العظيم.
صدق الله العلي العظيم.
أحسنت ما شاء الله. Allah bless you. We practiced the tajweed rules. We mentioned them. And we also practiced the recitation. That's all from us for today. Inshallah, the next session will continue towards the next verses or ayat of Surah Ali Imran. Stay with IRB English Radio, brothers and sisters. Dear listeners, thank you so much for being with us. Thanks to Fawad, Hassan, Hussein, Ali, Nasser for being with us. See you, inshallah. Nothing to say?
No, sir. No.
Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa alihi al-tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil farajahum.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان